The judge said, "There are five of us here. One of us is a murderer. Dr. Armstrong, I must ask you, what medicines do you have?"
"Very few. You can see here in my case, I have no poison."
"I have something to help me sleep," said the judge. "Mr. Lombard, you have a gun. I think we should all put our medicines and the gun in a safe place. Then we should search each person and every room."
Lombard wasn't happy, but he agreed to get the gun from his room. The judge followed him. Lombard opened the cupboard. The gun wasn't there. The three men searched his room as Vera Claythorne stood outside. Then they searched the rooms of the other men. Each man also took off his clothes. Vera was asked to put on her swimsuit while they searched her room. Then the judge put all the medicines in a box in a kitchen cupboard. He locked the box and gave the key to Lombard. He locked the cupboard and gave the key to Blore.
"You two are the strongest. It will be difficult to take the keys from you. But we still have a problem. Where is Mr. Lombard's gun?"
"I had it last night," said Lombard.
"So," said the judge, "it disappeared this morning, perhaps when we were looking for Rogers."
Blore said, "I don't know where the gun is, but I can guess where the hypodermic needle is. Follow me." They went outside, and there, not far from the dining room window, was the needle. Next to it was a broken little soldier boy.
"I knew it," said Blore. "The murderer killed her and then threw the needle out of the window. Then he picked up the soldier boy and threw that out too."